Chapter 2. Preparing for the Olympics. Before we went to the World Championships, I had to answer a school questionnaire. One of the questions was, "What is your ambition in life?" What could I write? I thought about my answer for a few minutes. For years, my ambition was to be in the winning team of the British Schools Gymnastics Championships. But in April, that dream became a reality. Our gymnastics team won the British Women's Team Championship for seniors. The competition was in a place called Guildford, and it was very exciting. We were great. We were much better than the other teams. And now we wanted to go to the Olympics and win a medal there. The question was this: could we make our dream a reality? Suddenly, I knew the answer, and I wrote it on the questionnaire. My ambition is to win a gold medal at the Olympics. The next few months after the competition were quite hard. I've never felt so stressed before. If we wanted to send a full team of six to the Olympics, we had to finish in the top 12 teams at the World Championships. This was not going to be easy. The World Championships were in October. The competitors included the top 10 countries from the previous Olympics and several teams from the host country of the next Olympics. Some of the other teams were strong like ours. They were the best from their countries. But the number one team was the French one. We were very good, but they were better than us. Their best gymnast was a girl called Estelle Lorraine. It was incredible to watch her because she did every exercise perfectly. In the end, the French team won the World Championships and we were second. In my opinion, they won because of Estelle. After the competition, I saw Estelle leaving the gym and I decided to approach her. "You were wonderful, Estelle," I said. "You're a very talented gymnast." "I know," she answered, and walked out of the gym with her nose in the air. I was surprised. "She's very arrogant," I thought. "It doesn't cost anything to say thank you." I didn't like her very much. Even though we didn't win the World Championships, our team could still send a full team of six gymnasts to the Olympics. When we returned home, we began to compete for these six places. There were 13 of us in the team, and we all wanted to take part in the Olympics. It wasn't going to be easy. I practiced for several days with Ben, our trainer. I had to do better than at least seven other girls, but I wanted to be the best. One Friday at 12, Ben was going to announce the names of the girls in the Olympic team. I was so nervous. I couldn't eat all morning. I just sat in my room and waited. Andrew called. "Phone me as soon as you know something, good or bad," he said. "Okay," I answered. I got to the sports centre an hour early. At exactly 12, Ben read the list very slowly. I wasn't first. I wasn't second. But then I heard my name. "And number three is Kate Armstrong," Ben announced. I was so excited. Ben continued to read the other names. Becky wasn't on the list. I felt so sad for her. Then he added, "And now for the substitute gymnasts. There'll be two of you. If one of the other gymnasts can't compete for some reason, you'll compete instead." His next words were, "Becky Walters." I was euphoric. My friend Becky was going too. But she wasn't very happy because she wasn't in the first team. "Becky, you're going to the Olympics. That's the most important thing," I said. We're going to the Olympics. Let's hope you'll have an opportunity to be in the team in the end. Becky felt a little better. Then we both got very excited and started to make plans. Becky and I have been friends for a long time, but there's always been some competition between us. I suppose that's natural. She's a little envious of me because I usually get higher scores than she does. But I adore her and our friendship is a lot more important to me than sport. I often tell her that, because it's how I really feel. I think she knows it. It's hard to believe, but since the team was chosen for the Olympics, our training sessions were even longer and more difficult than usual. Our school gave us extra time to practice. We left classes at 2 p.m. and practiced at the gym for 6 hours every day. Ben added Saturday as an extra training day, so I had less time to be with Andrew. Andrew didn't complain, but it wasn't easy for him either. He knew how important this was to me, so he tried to be as helpful as possible. He always drove me home after training, and he knew when to go home and let me sleep so I could wake up in time for training the next morning. In January, our team went to train at the National Sports Centre in Lillishall, a village in Shropshire, near the border of Wales. We were going to be in training there for 6 months. It's a great honour to train at Lillishall. It was once the home of the Duke of Sutherland, and Britain's top sportsmen and women train there in all kinds of sports, especially for the Olympics. It has got some of the best gymnastics equipment in the world, and it's the best place for teams to focus on their sports, because it's quiet and far from any big cities. There are beautiful gardens all around, and the atmosphere is very tranquil. Andrew and I had a long conversation before I left. "This will be a difficult time for you, Kate, I know that," he said. "But don't worry. You'll do well because you've trained a lot and you care so much. I'll think about you all the time. Just remember that and try not to feel sad." How did I find a boyfriend like Andrew? He's one in a million, I thought to myself. I'm so lucky. Then I said to him, "The Olympics are very important to me, but if we win, I'll be ready to leave the team and travel around the world with you." It was quite possible for our team to win at least one medal. If we didn't get the gold, then we might win a silver or bronze medal. Our team was one of the best. Andrew knew that too. So he said, "You may not want to leave sport after the excitement of the Olympics, Kate. And if you win, your life will change a lot. There may not be a place for me in your life then." "No, that's not true," I answered. "You'll always be more important to me." But I don't know if he really believed me.